put women at a certain level, to help the youth develop to a certain level, help the little children, to help their communities break the cycle of poverty. I am sad that this country is moving backwards again. Now, if we're going to be able to arrest this, then some of these very topical issues have to be, you know, addressed. You all spoke so well about the reasons why we need to change the voters register. The issue of voters register vis-a-vis election and voting stroke democracy are all interrelated. We cannot say that we're going to have credible elections when it is clear that the electoral process is flawed. We cannot say we're going to have peace when it is clear that there will be no justice for some people. So, while speaking about all this, I would like to take the position that we took as NDP, bringing out some of the electoral laws that have already been stated on the regulation that are supposed to support the electoral process. One of them states very clearly that we should have the biometric pictures taken, biometric thumbprints done for the biometric register where your picture is taken. So once it has been discovered that some pictures were actually scanned and pushed into the register, it already flaws the register. Totally flawed. And once it is flawed, that alone, without talking about all the other issues, shows that something has to be done. It is not up to the electoral commissioner to decide that she will or she will not do what the people of Ghana want. She is there to do what the people of Ghana want, in consultation with the people that she's working with and the parties around, not in consultation with me, myself, and I. That's not it. So if pictures can be scanned and put onto the register, it already negates it. It's negated. Why don't you just have a new register that would be more credible, make everybody in Ghana happy? If all those recognized groups are saying the same thing, then we cannot all be wrong. We cannot all be wrong and one person is right. So it is important to revisit it. And there is time to do it. Don't wait till it's November to tell us that it is too late, or even the middle of June to say it is too late, because then you want to spark something that may create a problem within our country. I don't think we need that. We moved into an area of peaceful elections. We moved into an area of development. We moved into an area of coexistence. Today we have rolled back to a certain level. Is that what we want as a country? No. I don't think so. We cannot take 10 steps forward and 8 steps back, or maybe 12 steps back. You can't do that. We have to see a systematic forward march in everything, including our electoral process. It is for these reasons that I am happy that you are here. And as a woman and as a mother, as my little sister said, maybe my daughter even said, I would like to add my voice to it. It's not just making your vote count. It's also making Ghana safe and making this country stand together as one Ghana. It's very important. It's very, very important. I have nowhere to go. Even I'm suffering in Ghana, but I have nowhere to go. Some people feel they have somewhere to go to. So they are not thinking beyond their words. They are not thinking beyond their hearts. They are not thinking beyond their heads. It's important for us to think with body, mind, and soul, and say that my neighbor is not just my neighbor, but it's also my keeper. That's what we have to look at. And it doesn't matter whether the person is Islamic or Christian, whether the person is an MPP or an NDP or a PPP or a CPP, it doesn't matter. The person is first a Ghanaian before they became whatever they want to be in a party. So we should be together in this. I have no qualms at all that you're going in the right direction. I'm a bit sad about the young man who's lost his eyes. It's very, very serious. And I don't know if there are any lawyers who can take up his case for him pro bono and make him get some justice. It's really, really unacceptable. I have never seen the police take out anybody's eyes from the time I was doing demonstrations as a student up to today. So it's totally unacceptable. But moving forward, let's see what can be done for him as we use him as a catalyst to appeal to the EC to do what is right and proper.